Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Zayin in Masechet Shabbos, the 149th daf in Shas. We are learning about the days of Kabbalah HaTorah, the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. The Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph had told us that the reason why it is the men were told to separate for their wives for 3 days was because of pleita shichva zera, that a woman should not be tame from being with her husband before Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's going to introduce, as we pick up 12 lines from the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis, two different opinions about the calculations for Kabbalah HaTorah, when Kabbalah HaTorah fell out, and that directly relates to the daf of Friday, and that was the Isser of Pleitas Shichva Zera. Bar picks up Tan Rabbanan, Bashishi Bachodesh Nitnu Aseres Hadibris Li Yisrael. It was on the 6th of the month of Sivan that Aseres Hadibris was given to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaisi Omer B'Shiva Boy. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. So we're going to have a big machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether it was on the 7th or on the 6th when there was Kabbalah HaTorah. Amar Rava Tkulei Alma Barosh Chodesh Aslam in Mar Sinai. Now, in analyzing the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, says Rava, everybody agrees that on Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. However, there is another discussion. Ksiv Hacha, but this machlokes rises because it says on one hand in the Pasuk, Bayoim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, that on this day they came to Har Sinai, Uksiv Hasam, and the Torah also says Hazeh in the Pasuk in the beginning of the Parshas HaMoedim in Parshas Bo, where we have the mitzvah of Pesach, Uksiv Hasam HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. Ma Lahalim Rosh Chodesh, just like HaChodesh Hazeh was given a tzivui for Rosh Chodesh, so too, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. When it says Hazeh, it means to indicate that it was Rosh Chodesh. And Udukulei Alma B'Shabbes Nitna Torah LiYisrael. There's another given in our sugya in calculating when Kabbalah HaTorah took place, and that is that the Torah was given on Shabbos. How do we know? Ksiv Hacha Zecharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Ksiv Hasam, and it says by Kabbalah HaTorah, V'Yom Moshe La'om Zecharis HaYom HaZeh. Remember this day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Mal Halam B'Yitzuma Shel Yom. Afkan B'Yitzuma Shel Yom. Just like over there, it was done on Shabbos, so too, just like when it comes to mitzvah, Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechor HaSeyom HaZeh tells you to remember it on that day, on the 15th, when they went out of Mitzrayim, so too, on Shabbos, it's on that day. Which day? The day that it was given. That it was given on Shabbos. Remember this day. Just like, remember this day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Malahalam B'Tzuma Shel Yom. Just like over there, we were commanded to remember it on that day. Afkan B'Tzuma Shel Yom. So to here, we were commanded to remember Shabbos on that day. Okay, so those are the two givens. What's the machlokis? Why is it that we have a machlokis whether the Torah was given on the 7th day of Sivan or on the 6th day of Sivan? So, ki plihi b'kviya d'yarcha. They're arguing in regards to when Rosh Chodesh fell. Rabbi Yaisi savar b'chad b'shaba ikba d'yarcha. Rabbi Yaisi holds that the Rosh Chodesh of Sivan was on Sunday, u'b'chad b'shaba lo amr lu v'lo midi, mishum chol shod d'orcha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them any commands on the first of Sivan. Betrayed b'shaba on Monday, Amr Luhu, he said to them, V'atem tiyuli mamleches koinim v'goy kadosh. Rashi adds that this was also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. And if you're looking at the psukim, it's kedai to look up. There it says also, Ela hadvarim asher tidaber, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the first set of commandments. B'tlasa, according to Rabbi Yossi, on Tuesday, Amr Luhu, he said to them, Mitzvahs Hagbola. The mitzvahs of Akbala, how they have to distance themselves from the mountain. Ba'arba, and on the 4th day of Utprisha, they separated from their wives, and therefore, they counted 3 days from there, And that equaled that Kabbalah Satorah took place on the 7th of Sivan. Gemara continues two lines in with the opinion of the Rabbanim. V'Rabbanim Savri betrayed b'Shaba ikva diarcha. It was on Monday that was Rosh Chodesh. Betrayed b'Shaba lo amelu v'lo midi. And on Monday they weren't told anything. Mishum cholsha d'orcha, because they were worn out. B'Tzlasa on Tuesday amelam v'atem tiuli, like we saw before. Barba on Wednesday amelam mitzvahs hakbala. He told mitzvahs hakbala. Behei avud prisha. So Rabbanan hold that the prisha only took place on Thursday and not on Wednesday like Rav Yossi. Now this was a subject of our Gemara earlier on yesterday's daf. As the Gemara quoted on Peivav Amid Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was, who says that the Zman of Pleita Shichva Zera is only 2 days, and on the third day, the woman is already Tahara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah goes with the Shita of the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan only had 2 full days at first glance of Prisha. Hence, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan do the Cheshbon differently. According to the Rabbanan, Kabbalah HaTorah was on Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, then it turns out that Kabbalah HaTorah was on the 6th of Sivan and not on the 7th of Sivan. The Gemara now asks the following question. Meisive, what comes out is the machlokis between the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, not only whether Kabbalah HaTorah was on the 6th day or on the 7th day, but also how long the Prisha was. According to Rabbanan, the Prisha was only for 2 days. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Prisha was for 3 days. Asks the Gemara, V'kidash nemayoyim u'mochor. The Torah says that you have to be Mekadosh, in other words, to separate. Hayoyim u'mochor. How many days does that sound like? 2. Kashal Rabbi Yossi. The Kashal Rabbi Yossi seems to say 3. Amalcha Rabbi Yossi answers the Gemara, Yoyim echad hoysif Moshe midaitoy. Moshe Rabbeinu added 1 more day on his own. No, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayoyim u'machar, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rabbi Yossi, added a 3rd day. Disanya, as we learned in a Braisa. This Braisa is found in Yevamos, Samach Beis. Gimel Dvarim Eisa Moshe midaitoy, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imoy. There were 3 things that Moshe did on his own, without being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, good job. He added 1 day on his own. Upiresh mino isha, and he separated from his wife. Vishiber es haluchos, and he broke the luchos. He added 1 day. That's referring to this. That Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Kidashem ayoyim u'machor," and Moshe Rabbeinu told them to separate on Wednesday, and that means there was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Prisha. My darsh, how did he infer that? It says in the pasuk Hayoyim Machar. Hayoyim Kim Machar. That Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Hayoyim should be like Machar. Mal Machar Laila Imoy. Af Hayoyim Laila Imoy. So to today, the light, night should go with it. V'Laila De'idna Nafgalei. It can't be today and last night, because that already passed and he didn't tell them. So what does it mean? Shema mina treyoymi. It means 2 days. Levar meha idna, except for now. In other words, 2 days aside from now. And the Torah is connotating that there is another day. In other words, you have to add another day aside from the tomorrow and the day after. Umanol diskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Yodin. And how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? So very simply, because the Shechina only rested on Har Sinai on Shabbos morning. So it waited for 3 days of Prisha. Period. And how did he know to separate himself from his wife, Tzipora? He made a kavachomer. Omer. Klal Yisrael, the Shechina didn't speak with them. Elisha Achas, only for a moment. And the Torah set aside time. The Torah said, separate yourselves from women. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Shechina is constantly speaking with me. Doesn't designate a time. Certainly I should separate from my wife. When I read this Gemara, I understood a drop more Moshe Rabbeinu's separation, because maybe one can add, the Gemara goes out of its way to add the words, Ve'ena kovei li zman. Really, there would have been no problem if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be with him, so then he could calculate, and he and his wife would be able to be together at that time. And then he'd be able to go to the mikveh, and that would have been fine. However, the problem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have come to him any moment, and he had to be prepared any moment to dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uminal de'iskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yada, and how we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's okay. Dechsev, as Pasuk says, Lechem Marlem Shvu Lechem Lo Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told all of them to go, all of Klal Yisrael to go back. Uksiv Basrei V'ata Poi Amoidi Modi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay with me. In other words, in contrast to everybody else. V'yist Armi, some say Poi Pe Al Pe Adaber Boi. That says, Pe Al Pe, I will speak with, that I speak with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is critical of Miriam and Aaron for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw some quote that the Pshat in this Gemara is based on the Sifri that says that Pe'al Pe' means Pe'al Pe'al Marti Lo Lifrosh Min Aisha, that I told him to be Poresh from a woman. How Marsha seems to give a different Pshat. Either way, we could go with the Sifri's Pshat. This is being the second Pshat in the Gemara of how Moshe Rabbeinu knew Hiskim Shechina Imo. Period. We said that there was a third thing Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Yashir Koyachon. Shiberes HaLuchas, he broke the Luchas. My Garish, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know how to do it? It wasn't just that Moshe Rabbeinu decided a whim of his own. He used the logic of Torah. Previously we learned that when it came to being parish from Isha, he made a Kal V'chomer. And previous to that, he expounded on the pasuk, the expounding on the strain lashon hayom u machar. What about shiber saluchos? My darish amar uma pesel shuechem itarik mitzvah samer tervechol benechol echaboy. That the Torah says that a Gentile cannot eat the current pesach. Hatorah kulakan. The entire Torah is here. For Yisrael mumarim and Klal Yisrael is rebelling and is blasphemizing, and is serving Avodah Zarah, al-Achaz Kama, certainly. And he broke it. U'menol diskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Yadu Shnem, asher shibarta v'amar ishlokish, yasher koyach, yasher koychacho, asher shibarta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a yasher koyach for doing this very painful thing of breaking the luchas. Toshma, come in here, we are now going to bring a proof within the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. Again, to crunch, Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. The Rabbanan say it was given on the 6th. And the Nafkimina is when Rosh Chodesh fell out. In other words, or to say it in other terms, the whole Machlokas starts when Rosh Chodesh fell out. Did Rosh Chodesh fall out on a Sunday, or did Rosh Chodesh of Sivan fall out on a Monday? And everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Tashma v'yunichonim liyom ha-shlishi. The Torah says they should be prepared on the third day. What does that seem to indicate? That there was only 2 days of Prisha, not 3 days of Prisha. And that, we saw, was another mafkamina between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, there was 3 days of Prisha, while according to Rabbanan, there were two. Kasha Rabbi Yossi. Hamrinon Yom Echad Hosef Moshe Midaito. Enochanami, Moshe Rabbeinu added that day, and in the Torah there's no sign of that day. The Gemara attempts another proof within the Machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Toshma, Shlishi Shlishi Bachodesh Vishlishi Bishabbos. The time of Kabbalah Satorah had all threes falling out on the same time. And that is the Tuesday was the third of the month, Tuesday, of course, being the third day of the week, as well. And it was the third day for something else that the Gemara has not yet explained, as Rashi points out in Dibra Maschil Toshma. Either way, it says, Beferish, that the Tuesday was the third day of the month. That means that Rosh Chodesh was when? It was Sunday. If Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi, not the Rabbanan. Kasha Rabbanan. Amir l'cha Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will say, you have to say that. Price. Oh, mani, Rabbi Yossi, he is following Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara analyzes that the first statement of the Brisa was Shlishi. So the Gemara asks, Shlishi l'mai. What was it the third day for? So the Gemara answers that it was the third day of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Tuesday, was the third day of Moshe Rabbeinu ferrying back and forth messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Licha desanya, vayoshe Moshe's devrei ha'am el Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu returned to the people what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said. Uksiv, and then the Pasuk says, vayaki Moshe's devrei ha'am el Hashem. The Brice elaborates, Ma amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Moshe, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe, and Uma amar lo HaMoshe Yisrael. Uma amar Yisrael le-Moshe, Uma heishe Moshe lefnei Agmur. Zu mitzvahs hagbalah. The answer to this is that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the mitzvah of hagbalah, not coming close to Har Sinai. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's another opinion. Rabbi Yomer betchila piresh onsha. In the beginning, he explained the onesh about being magbil esahar. Dechsiva yoshem Moshe dvarim. Shemeshavavin daito shel adam. Shemeshavavin comes to the word shovev, and that means to disturb a person, to create a little fear in a person, to cause him to tremble a little. And that was the onesh. That was the first pasuk vayashem Moshe dvarim. Vayashem Moshe dvarim. That it was dvarim sheshav shemeshavavin es adam. Ulebsov piresh matan tzchar. And then he told them their reward. Dasiv vayagim Moshe dvarim. Shemoshchim libo shel adam. Kagoda, that it drags a person like telling stories. There's nothing like telling stories to bring a person into the topic. Now there is another explanation. V'ikadami, some explain Rebbe's position as follows. B'tchila pireish matan schara. Originally he told them the matan schar of following a Kodesh Baruch Hu's commands. D'chsiv v'yoshe Moshe returned Dvarim shemeshivin daitol shel adam, something that makes a person calm. Ulubsov pirish onesha, and later he said the onesh, and that's described. Dechsiv ayage Moshe, and Chazal darshin dvarim shekashin lo adam kigidin, things that are hard to a person like the sinews, and that's the lashon of ayaged. Others understand that this might be a better pshat, that the gidin refers to sharp vegetables, bitter vegetables, and therefore Vayakim Moshe is referring to the Onesh. Now, this already was on after a process of going back and forth. From Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu had already begun to speak to Klal Yisrael about Kabbalah Satorah, and he explained to them the Onesh and the Matan Schar, different opinions of when he, which one he did first. And the third day was the day in which was the third day of instructions, as well as a Tuesday, as well as the third day of the month. Hence, when the Braisa said 12 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the words were Toshma Shlishi, Shlishi B'chodesh, Shlishi B'Shabbos, we now understood that Shlishi means the third day of commands, as we had difference of opinion of which command came first, the third of the month, and the Tuesday, which is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Tashma, the Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Shishi, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. The sixth of the month was a Friday. And it was also the sixth. Again, we're not going to explain what the sixth means yet. First, we're going to make the following point, the same point we made earlier. If we were going according to Rabbi Yossi, the sixth of the month being Friday fits beautifully. However, according to Rabbanan, that will not work. Kasha le Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, the sixth of the month was already Shabbos. So how could the Rabbanan fit into a Braisa? So Gemara says, you're right, Hanami Rabbi Yossi. You have to say that the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, what does it mean, the sixth was also the sixth of the month as well as the sixth of the week on Friday? Shishi lemai, what does it mean, it was the sixth? Rav Amar lechani yosan, it was the sixth day after they had camped. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar lemasaan, it's the sixth day after they had traveled. Now, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, we're going to get into an interesting, sticky mess. And that is that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, if it's the sixth day after they traveled, and that was a Friday, that means 6 days before was a Shabbos. According to Rava, it's smooth. they rested on Shabbos. Beautiful. That's Jewish style. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, to travel on Shabbos is really strange. How could it be that they were traveling on Shabbos? Ukamiflugi b'Shabbos demara. So that issue is a machlokis of what Klal Yisrael was commanded by Mara. We all know that Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, that Klal Yisrael already had received the mitzvah of Shabbos at Mara. The question is, what did they receive at Mara, and what did they not receive? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kasher Tzivcha B'Mara, Marsavar HaShabbos Ifkid Atchumin, Lo Ifkid. One man, the Omer, holds that even though Shabbos was given, Tchumen wasn't. So technically, there's no problem for a person, if he's not doing other melachos, after Shabbos and Mara, to travel and to leave the Tchum. Mar Savar, however, Rava does not give this suggestion, because he holds, a Shabbos Ifkid, Mar Savar, Tchumen Nami Ifkid. He holds that Tchumen was also given in that command of Mara. Hence, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you have to say that they traveled without doing malacha, but they didn't violate Tchumen, even though they went out of the Tchum, because the mitzvah of Tchumen was not given to them yet. Tosis asks a great kashan, Dibur Maschla Tchumen, that we've already made reference to in our Masechta and other places, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Erevin, excuse me, on Yugimel Amebeis, says that there are opinions that Tchumen is Doraisa. For example, we had it on Ayin Amebeis, seven lines from the bottom. One could, at first glance, infer from our Gemara that Tchumen is Doraisa, because our Gemara talks about them giving it at Mara. So Tosis gives a brilliant answer, a fascinating answer, and there's a lot of implications, it would seem, in Tosis's answer, and that is that Tchumen might not only mean Tchumen, it might mean the Isser of Hotzah as well. Maybe they weren't given, they were given 38 Malachos, but not the last one of Hotza'ah. Fascinating implications as far as that is concerned. Let's continue seven lines from the top. Toshma Nisan Sheboy Yatsu Yisrael Bi Mitzrayim. The month of Nisan, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Barba Asar on the 14th, Shachatu Bishchem, they slaughtered the Karim Pesach, Chemisha Asar Yatsu. And on the 15th, they went out. Ula Erev Laku Bechoros. And on that evening, the Bechoros were killed. The Gemara clarifies, Le'erev Salkadaitach Elami Be'erev. From the night of the 15th, Chatzos of that night, the Bechoros were killed in the plague. Laku Bechoros. Va'osa Ayom, and on that day, what day of the week was that? Chamishi B'Shabbos Haya. It was Thursday. Midechamesar B'Nisan Chamishi B'Shabbos. So now let's calculate, says the Gemara. If the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday, Reish Yarcha de Iyar, Shabbosa. Then what will come out is Rosh Chodesh of Iyar, the next month, the year that we went out of Mitzrayim, will come out to be a Shabbos. Let's calculate another month. V'yesh Yarcha de Sivan, Chabi Shabbos. It comes out that the Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a Sunday. Who does that work? It works according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Rosh Chodesh was a Sunday, not like the Rabbanon who say it was a Monday. Kashul Rabbanon. It's a kashul in the Rabbanon. Amri l'cha Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will answer, Iyar dahi shasa ibure ibruha, that they made it a leap month. They added an extra day. Hence, Rosh Chodesh was only on Monday. The Gemara attempts another proof. Tashma. Come in here, I'll bring you another proof. Delo ibru nisan sheba yasa mitzral mi mitzrayim. That Nisan was not a leap month, and therefore we'll be able to calculate Iyar, that Rosh Chodesh Iyar fell out on a Shabbos, as we're about to bring out, and then the Brice repeats the same facts that we learned previously. They slaughtered the Karim Pesach on the 14th. They went out on the 15th. And on that evening, the Bechoros were killed. Again, the Gemara clarifies, that already from Chatzosa, the night of the 15th, they were already killed. And the Brisa repeats the same thing we saw before. It was a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, if you calculate Nisan being completed, without it being a Iber month, Vira Iyar, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out, Lios B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Chasar Iyar, Iyar was also not a leap month, V'Ira Sivan, Lios Pecha B'Shabbos, and again, we calculate that Sivan fell out on a Sunday. Kasher Rabbanon, it's another Kasher Rabbanon, Hamani Rabbi Yossi, they have to say that again, it's going to according to Rabbi Yossi, because this braisa clearly states that there wasn't any ibar. So the Rabban have to be madche and say that's following Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa attempts another raya in the machlokes to Rabbi Yossi and Rabban, and Tashma coming here, I'll bring you a poof. Says in the pasuk, Vayisumel Vayavoyu, Kol Adas Bnei Yisroel, they traveled from Elim. Now the Gemara is bringing a raya from the pasuk of what took place during the month of Iyar. So it says that they went from Elim and they stopped in Sinai, in Sin, not Sinai, minus the Yud, in Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. And that, the Gemara continues, B'chamisha asa yom l'chodesh ha-sheni. That took place on the 15th of Iyar. V'yisa yom Shabbos haya, that day was Shabbos tichsiv, as the pasuk says, uvayker risem es kvoid Hashem. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, sheshes yom tilketuhu. The Torah there describes that you should gather it on 6 days, uvayom ha-shvi, Shabbos lo yeboi, which seems to indicate that there would be 6 days of the month coming down, and then Shabbos. What does that mean? That the month started on Sunday. That means the day before was, that we were commanded, was a Shabbos. Ubedechamesar bi'ir Shabbosa, and therefore, if the 15th of Iyar was a Shabbos, Reish Yarcha, the Sivan, Chad Shabbos. If you calculate the numbers, it will come out that Rosh Chodesh of Sivan comes out on Sunday. Kasha the Rabbanon. Again, it's a riot to Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Rabbanon. Amlecha Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will say back, Iyar, Dahi Shaita Ibure Ibura. That year, they made an Iber month. They added an extra day to Iyar. The Gemara attempts another proof. Amalei Rav Chabibi Michuzna L'Rav Ashi Tashma. The pasuk says, the next year in Hakamas HaMishkan, Kabbal Satorah, of course, took place in the first year in the Midbar. The Hakamas HaMishkan took place the second year, as the Torah HaKadosha describes in the end of Shemois. Vayi b'chodesh harishon b'shona ha'shenis be'echod l'chodesh. It took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the first day of the month, the Hakamas HaMishkan began, and then you had the Shmonas Yimei HaMiluyim. Tana, Oysa Yom, on that day, Notel Eser Ataros. There were 10 crowns that were given to Klal Yisrael. On that day, it was Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis. It was the first for Maseh Bereishis. In other words, it fell out on Sunday. Rishon L'Nesiyim. It was the first time for Hakravas Hanasiyan. Rishon LeKuhuna, it was the first day that the Avodah was given specifically to the Kohanim. Rishon LeAvodah was the first day that was dedicated for all of the Tzibur for the Avodas HaMikdash. Rishon LeYiridus HaEsh, it was the first day that Esh had came down from Shemaim. Rishon LeAchilas Kodshim was the first day of Achilas Kodshim. Rishon LeShchon Shechina was the first day that the Shechina rested. Rishon Levarches Yisrael, first day that the Kohanim gave Klal Yisrael a bracha. Rishon LeYisra Abama was the first day that there was an Isser to build a Bama. Rishon LaChadashim. And also, Nisan is the first of all months. Umdereish Yarcha the Nisan the High Shasa Chad B'Shabbos. And now let's calculate. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan of that year was on Sunday, as above mentioned Brisa delineated, the Ishtakid, then what will come out is that the year before, Ishtakid means the one before, in this case the year, Bidalid B'Shabbos, fell out on a Wednesday. That year, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, fell on a Wednesday. Disanya, because how do we know that what will happen is, you will, if it fell out on a Sunday, the Rosh Chodesh of a month, the next year, it will go back to a Wednesday, as we learn the Braisa, Achirim Omrim Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres VeEin Bein Rosh Hashanah LaRosh Hashanah. There isn't the distance between one year of Shavuos and another in terms of the distance between the days. El Arba Yomim Bilvad. So there's a distance of 4 days between what was the year ahead versus the year before. V'im Oysa Shana Muberes, and if it was a leap year, then there'd be a difference of 5 days. So now let's cheshbon. Havelei reish yarcha di'iyar, so it will come out now, is, if that was the phenomenon
that the year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday. So then Rosh Chodesh Iyar would fall out on Mali Shabbos, would fall out on Erev Shabbos. That means on Friday. V'reish Yarcha Desivan, and then we could easily calculate that Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out Bishabata, falls out on Shabbos. So now we're stuck. Kasha Bein L'Rabbi Yosi Bein L'Rabbanan. Both according to Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh did not, Sivan did not fall out on Shabbos, fell out either Sunday or Monday. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Shiva Chaserin Ovid. Rabbi Yosi holds that that year, they didn't make an Ibur on 6 months, but rather they made an Ibur only on 5 months. And therefore the difference between Pesach on the first year and Pesach on the second year was only 3 days. If that's so, so then Rosh Chodesh will fall out on Shabbos on the previous year. L'Rabbanan, excuse me, Sunday on the previous year. L'Rabbanan Ches Chaser Mavod. According to Rabbanan, there were 8 months that weren't full. Generally, there are 6 and 6, but rather the Rabbanan say were 8. Hence, Rosh Chodesh fell out on Monday. This Bezer Hashem completes the fascinating Amud, Pei Zayin and Masecha Shabbos, which is the calculations for the times of Kabbalah's HaTorah. We'll conclude here. Bezer Hashem, I hope that after I go to the Old City for a Malav Malka with my Talmidim, I'll be able to come back and record the Halacha section from Daf Pei Zayin.